Dad from JoJo Show.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
It's time again to discuss the weird, wacky and wonderful world in which we live.
Mm-hmm.
So to kick off today, our useless fact is, wait for it, Australia is officially bigger, or wider, should I say, than the moon.
What?
Yep, yep.
Wow.
The moon's apparently 3,400 kilometres wide, and Australia is 4,000 kilometres wide.
That's massive. Oh, my God.
It's a big country. I mean, I'm not sure how wide England is at its widest point, but probably about 200 miles maybe or something like that. But so, yeah, times up by 20.
Oh my God, that's craziness to think that Australia is wider than the moon.
Well, you think, travelling across, so that's probably about 3,000 miles or near enough, travelling across flying in a 747 or something or an Airbus, 500 miles an hour, that's going to take you 6 hours before you get across the country. 6 hours flying. Mm. I mean, we can drive up and down the country 6 hours and be from one end of the country right up to the top, you know. But to have to fly at 500 miles an hour for 6 hours just to get across that country just gives you an idea of the size of it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know much about sort of space. I've obviously seen bits and pieces on the on internet, but I don't know how long it takes for the spacecraft to actually travel around, do a 180 around the moon. I mean, if it's 6 hours to get across Australia by an aeroplane, how long does it take them in a spacecraft to get around the moon?
Pass. We'll have to do some search on that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
If but you hopefully know, it'll do a 360 and not a 180. Otherwise, yeah, it'll keep going the other side, won't it?
Wow. Yeah. So let us know, guys, if you know.
Okay. Next story. A bit of a funny one. Apparently, an unsuspecting thief in Philadelphia stole a vacuum cleaner from the back of somebody's van.
Right.
And it was filled with over 400 queen hornets.
That's a real sting.
That is a sting in the tail for anybody. Those are the,
oh dear,
the real bad boys in America. Those things can really cause some pain.
So the first question I have to ask is, why was there 400 hornets in a Hoover?
Well, the owner of the Hoover left it in the back of his van. Is some sort of rent-a-kill guy or whatever you want to call
right,
it.
Okay.
And
exterminator.
It carried out a relocation procedure because apparently he catches them and rather than killing them, he relocates them in the woods or whatever.
Yeah.
So he put them into the vacuum cleaner. Don't know why he hasn't got a proper container, but maybe he'd run out because there's a lot of hornets about.
Maybe
there was
a lot, yeah.
So he'd stuck him in his vacuum cleaner. I don't know if it was a Vax or whatever, I'm not sure. But
Dyson.
Stuck him in there and he was due to sort of let them off the next day. Left them in the back of the van. Mr. Thief comes along, nicks the vacuum cleaner.
Oh, God.
Probably gets it to his mate and says, "Hey, mate, I've got got a proper deal for you. You can have a Vax machine for, you know, $100. And goes to switch it on and says that can you show me it working? You'd have to ask, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yes, I can, no problem. Plugs it in.
Yeah.
Out spit 400 hornets.
Nice. Wow. That's a trip to the emergency room for whoever he's selling it to. And chose to keep it himself. I wonder if it was like a Kirby, you know, one of those big upright American chrome sort of big dust bags on the back.
It could have been, but I'd like to say Vax, and the reason I say Vax is because they've got a mode where obviously they need to spit out the water first. So with that, you know that they're going to be spitting some hornets out. I think that would just be a wonderful thing. It's a bit like the old Tango adverts, isn't it? You've been tangoed. Imagine him and his mate sitting there. Right, let's get this thing switched on.
Yeah.
And out quickly spit 400 hornets.
Nice.
In your lounge.
You've been stung.
You have been stung, yes. One and truly. This is a sting operation. Right,
Well.
next subject. I think it's one that we all dislike quite a bit, just the very levels, and that is, I'm going to call it phone on hold.
Oh, God.
You ring up your bank, I don't know, whichever of the main five banks it is in the UK that we use.
Everyone.
And You got 20 minutes before, really, you get to speak to any human, if you're lucky enough to speak to someone at all. Please hold.
Your call is important to us.
If it was important to us, you would answer the phone. It can't be that important, can it? Let's be honest. Point number one. And when it says, you are caller number 18 in a queue, you're like, oh. Do you know what? Is there a short pier I can take a long walk off of here?
Bridge somewhere.
I'm done already when you said I'm caller number 18. Because you do care, and it is important to us about this call. God. So, your experience of phone calls on hold.
Oh, it's just craziness, isn't it? I mean, anyone with a large corporation company now, you go through options. Press option one to speak to someone. Option two, to speak to someone with knowledge. Option three, we don't have anyone here. I mean,
please dial zero for option four. Option four is, you don't get to speak to anybody at all. Would you like to hear these options
or
again?
Or leave a message and we'll get back to you in 10 days.
So you can leave another message.
Oh, we've all
It is crazy. I mean, I suppose as a society, we've allowed this to happen. So we can really but blame ourselves. We should have nipped it in the bud, voted with our feet a long time ago. I remember years ago, I used to bank with HSBC. And they got that many complaints about the call centre going to India, which what was happening was people just couldn't get their point across. And I think this is the issue when you're dealing with a native country, that let's say you're dealing with France, right? And you haven't got native French speakers, you've got English people trying to understand French people. It just doesn't work to the level it needs to with banking. I remember sort of phoning up the bank, and back then it was just telephone transfers. It weren't sort of internet transfers, fax transfers. And you'd say, can I transfer £1,387? And somebody would say, oh, so you want to transfer £2,331? And you go, not even close, mate, not even close. So, yeah, HSBC did a U-turn on it and said that the call centres would be sort of English-based, I think, or British-based. Yeah. Don't know how long it lasted, but they tried, I think.
But don't we have the same problem when you try to enter a postcode on the automated service? So it says, please enter your postcode. T29. Is that B38? No!
No.
Is it C V2? No.
No, I don't live in Coventry.
Yeah.
I live in Bath.
It's like, oh my God, even the postcodes are not recognised by your voice. And all this, my voice is my password. Don't use that, please. But, you know.
Yeah, what kind of gets me is when you phone in a small company that have now got these automated systems as well. So you phone in like your local carpet supplier on the corner down the road, mm-hmm. who's got Dave and his mate working there. And you phone up and it says, for the accounts department, press 1. For marketing, press 2. Dave's expanded, hasn't he? For credit control, press 3.
It's all the same person. Yeah, exactly.
For the carpet fitter, don't press any button because he's never available.
Yeah. Please leave a message and he'll return your call when he's back in the office.
Please leave a message and he'll return your call when we find one. Yeah.
it is just crazy. I mean, I don't know how we go back to actually having those little telephone operators we had, like, you know, with little headphones on and, you know, plugging in at the exchange, someone actually on the end directing your call.
Just a human being. Yeah.
Receptionists would be nice. Have gone, haven't they? That's the thing.
They have gone. And sometimes they'll say, oh, it's just... we haven't got the staff, we haven't got the resources. But I did a little test once because I was just frustrated about the fact that I couldn't get through to the doctors. And what I actually did, I was a little bit cheeky. Mm. So I just couldn't get through. And I thought it was only a tiny practice. And whenever I go in there, there's time to answer the phone.
Yeah.
So ring and ring and ring and then nothing. And then go outside, ring and ring and ring. And then ring. And it says, you know, nobody's available to take your call. And actually walk in and watch the receptionist ignoring your phone call. I've done this on a couple of occasions, actually.
Right, yeah. I think the doctor's surgery is one of the worst. And I'm sure there are listeners out there that are actually on hold to their doctor's surgery right now, you know, they're caller number 22 in the queue. In actual fact, I've got to say, my doctors are great, because if I am 22 in the queue, it will say, please maintain your position in the queue, we will call you back. And generally it's within the hour. So that's how long it takes them to get through that 22 people, but, you know, they call me back. So
I think things have got a little bit worse with service since COVID. And I mentioned doctors, especially. And of course, people have their sort of gripes about COVID, and quite rightly, it's caused a lot of problems, let's be honest. Yes. A lot of problems. But it's also caused a lot of service issues, an awful lot of service issues. I phoned my doctors the other day because I had to get a prescription. And I'd got a call from the pharmacist because it was just a repeat prescription, but they needed me to speak to the pharmacist.
Yeah.
Spoke to the pharmacist, whatever his name was, Andy or something. And he said he was going to prepare the prescription. He said it'd be done within an hour. 2 hours later, I called. I said, oh, hi, prescription's not ready yet, apparently. I've been to the Boots or whatever the pharmacy was. Oh, okay. I said, so can I speak to the pharmacist? Well, who did you speak to? I said, don't know. It was the pharmacist. Well, what was his name? I said, so how many pharmacists have you got within this practice? It's only a tiny practice with like
exactly.
two doctors.
It might be a team of 20 you don't know about.
And he said, oh, that'd be Andy. And I said, yeah. I'm thinking, I thought it might be. I thought it might be Andy. It's just like, you know, difficult situations that needn't be sometimes. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
But we can mention COVID and bad service in a minute because we've got some more stuff to talk about there.
We have, yeah.
So,
but yeah, I mean, please, whoever organises phone systems or the telecommunications of options and people being on hold, please make sure you play decent music. It's worse when you're listening to Mozart on a loop, or even worse, like, you know, that horrible chinking, like, tinging tune. Yeah, it's like on a loop. Oh, my God.
I mean, I'll be honest with you, Mozart isn't too bad. It's this kind of cheaply produced, let's call it escalator music, that does me in.
Yeah.
You know, it's not even a melody. It sounds like Mickey Mouse is about to get killed.
Yeah.
by a baddie or something.
I know. Play the radio or something, you know, even a bit of pop music or, you know, a bit of Phil Collins or something in everyone's ear. It's not too bad, but, oh, my God, yeah.
I remember I used to work for a company years ago, and they actually had hold music, and one of the songs was a Beatles song. And one guy turned around to me once, put him on hold to get through to the right person or whatever. Come back off hold after a few minutes, and he said, could you put me back hold? I love that song. So I thought it was brilliant.
Yeah. But it's like the Yorkshire Tea advert, isn't it? You know, you've got, who is it, the Streets that are playing in the background, like, you know, you want a proper band, like, you know, doom, 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 doom.
Exactly. But stingy old buggers just don't want to pay the royalties, do they? Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Okay, so got a few random questions here. What would be the worst buy one, get one free sale of all times?
Oh, my God.
Of all time.
Of all time. Worst buy one, get one free. I think it's got to be a wedding.
Well, they're sort of banking on the fact that it's not gonna last that long. So,
exactly.
We'll give her a second option.
After it expires at the end of the year.
Yeah. So get your skates on. Get it consummated, get done and dusted, and move on to the next one. Yeah.
I mean, you know, you imagine it turning up at the venue all loved up, you know, you're about to book it and everything else. £30,000, please, yeah? And we've got a special offer. This is September, so by the end of the year, if you decide, we will chuck in a free wedding for you. I'm sorry?
They'll probably have to read you some legal saying you must apply for your divorce the day after your wedding in order to make the most of this service. Yeah. You could have the same for funerals, couldn't you? Yeah, you can see it now. It'd be like
Yeah.
We're so sorry that your father's passed away, Mr. Jones. We're so very, very sorry, and we will, of course, provide the best service. Talking of best service, we're doing a deal for the rest of this month, until the end of the month, where if somebody else in your immediate family passes away within the next year, you will also get a free funeral.
A free coffin.
You can see your mum sitting there sort of worried, couldn't you, really?
Oh, dear, that would be so funny.
But mine would have to be a parking ticket.
Oh,
so
I was going to say, yeah.
Okay, so you're paying your parking ticket within the 28 days, or I think it's 14 days, isn't it, to get the half price bargain parking ticket.
Yeah, so it's £70, it's £35.
It's £35, you qualify for that, and because you've paid within that time,
yeah,
we're going to give you another parking ticket.
Wow.
Provided you pay that within the next 14 days, you won't have to pay twice as much for that one.
Well, you'll be free.
It'll be free.
Yeah.
Well, it won't be free. It'll be half price.
Half price.
You can see people sort of confused.
Let's not give parking confused going ideas.
You see people confused going, yeah, okay, let's go for that.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I mean, it's a brilliant question. If you come up with any answers, please put it in the comments.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
We will definitely mention
and
it.
And buy one, get one free. Let's have that. Now, next random one is, what film completely changes its plot when you change a couple of letters? So, the film, we're talking about the film title. If you change just a couple of letters or one letter, it would really change its plot.
Right.
So, what have you got? What did you go on?
Well, I love the film The Green Mile. It's the best film. It's the classic film of all time, you know. So, if I changed M to F and said The Green File, oh, my God, there you go. It completely changes the plot. I mean, I don't know if you changed a couple of letters. We could go something a bit more derogatory and a bit more X-rated to The Green MILF.
That would definitely change the plot a bit, wouldn't it? Yeah,
it definitely changes the plot. I mean, I don't know, like, does it mean that she's green, or does it mean that she goes green? I don't know.
hard to say, but my one, I've gone to changing White Men Can't Jump to White Men Can't Dump.
Loads of men sat on toilets trying really hard to, yeah. Okay, I got that. Yeah, that's cool. Any others?
Okay, so on to our one word in the grave. Time to discuss old words that just aren't used anymore, gone out of fashion, and to discuss whether they stay where they are in the grave or they're resurrected and used again in the English language.
Yeah.
And the word today is terrific.
Oh.
Terrific.
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 Oh, that's a Del Boy word, isn't
it? It is a Del Boy word, yeah.
No one ever says terrific. Everyone says TR, terrific. I mean, it's a fabulous word.
I did some research, and apparently it is old. The first reference to it is like 1667.
Oh, my gosh. That's way, way back in time.
Which was sort of around the time I was born, I think. It feels like it anyway. But it used to be a Latin word, or it was based on a Latin word which meant frightening. So.
Terrified, yeah.
Terrified, terrific.
Yeah. I think in terms of the word itself, I want that back in the vocab. I love the word terrific. Or terrific, I should say.
Or terrific.
Terrific, yeah. Start using it, guys. Let's bring it back.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's a good word. It's a positive word. And it's interesting that it's gone completely out of fashion. And really, you just don't hear it anymore. You know, if you switch on the telly, nobody's saying the word.
Mm-hmm.
If you're sort of on a bus, you listen to people's conversations because you've got no choice but to listen to the conversation sometimes. Terrific just doesn't come up.
No. Everyone says wonderful or amazeballs or amazing or...
Well, when people say amazeballs, I tend to sort of get up and go to another part of the bus because I don't want to hear that silly nonsense, to be honest with you. But,
but what I'm saying is you just don't hear them say it anymore. So let's put it back in the vocabulary, guys. Terrific.
Okay, and now on to location frustration. Ooh. Where in the country are we? Where in the UK are we?
Okay.
Clue number one. This city was the first in the world to have a fire brigade.
Oh, really?
Bit of a breakthrough, I should imagine.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
And you think all those what, amazing that they've got a fire brigade. I
suppose. Well, to be the first in the world.
I'm going to say it's probably 1800s. Haven't looked. I'll have to have a look, research that one. But yeah, back then, there's a lot of fires. Because people were using candles all the time, weren't they?
Yeah, and wooden floorboards, wooden houses.
Wooden houses.
Yeah, I can imagine, yeah.
Wooden cars.
Straw roofs.
Yep, straw roofs. built by the three little pigs. Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, I mean, I suppose hanging your rags by an open fire to clean your washing and stuff, you know. And they
especially when you've been for a little walk down Gin Alley. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what they used to do.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, wow. Okay.
Because obviously they used to, I remember reading about it. People used to, at one point in the UK, just drink gin rather than water because the water was dirty, but the gin was clean, which I think is a perfectly reasonable thing to do, to be honest. Clue two. This city was the first to use anaesthetic in operations.
Again, that's an amazing fact.
It's another pretty big breakthrough. And it was chloroform.
Right.
I guess it was sort of poured onto a rag. Over your nose, bang, out you go.
You're out.
Let's lop your leg off or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
Cut out a kidney.
Yeah, ooh, exactly. What? So, yeah, where was that? And clue number three, this green city has more trees than people.
Again, amazing clue.
Nice thing, yeah.
That's beautiful. Yeah, that's terrific.
Excuse the pun. Right, and on to the last part of the show, and that is today's bad joke.
Oh, okay.
Don't expect anything funny because these are typically bad jokes and that's the way we want them. The cheesier, the better. So, what happened when the world tongue twister champion got arrested?
Mm-hmm.
He got a tough sentence.
Oh, dear.
Really?
Really? I like that.
That's not bad. That's he got right. a tough sentence.
Guys, I just wanted to say if you've got any bad jokes and you want us to mention it, obviously put it in the comments. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Threads, Instagram. Just type in Jackson Jojo into Google. I'm sure we come up now. And yeah, we appreciate everyone that's following us. And we do this lovely one word in grave, and you know, there's only so much that we can come up with in our own little tiny brains, but if you have a word that you want revived, let us know. Put it in the comments. Like, comment, share, please. We're trying to get out there to the masses now.
Okay, thank you guys.
Thank you guys. Take care.
Adios. The Jackson Jojo Show.